This morning, again, I mentioned do something a little bit different, and we do this every time at Christmas time. But through song and the Bible and the spoken word, the choir and I are going to tell you a story this morning. It's a very familiar story because it's the Christmas story. And even though this is a familiar story, it's a story that must be heard in faith. Because if you don't have faith, it would be hard to believe all the things that are encompassed in the Christmas story. I mean, from a human standpoint, the story is almost unbelievable. I mean, it's a story of dreams, story of a virgin having a baby, story where God uses a Roman emperor to fulfill prophecy, a story of angels singing to shepherds, a story of wise men following a star. And so without faith, all of those things from a human standpoint, it'd be almost impossible to believe. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And the Bible tells us that God has dealt to every person a measure of faith. Now, many of you this morning are Christians, and you got saved by faith. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. There's others that are probably here this morning that maybe this is the first time that you've heard the Christmas story from this perspective. But this morning, I invite every single person to take the faith that they have. Might be just a little bit. It might be a faith that has grown over the many, many years that you've been a Christian. But I invite you, along with the choir, to take the faith that God has given you and listen to one of the most wonderful stories the world has ever known. Our story starts with two young people. A man by the name of Joseph and a woman by the name of Mary. A young couple that had faith. A young couple that believed God. You see, faith and believing are the same thing. In the New Testament, the word faith and the word believe, it's the same thing. The word faith is a noun. The word believe is a verb. You have faith if you believe. And unless you believe, you cannot have faith. Here was a young couple that had faith because they believed God. They were willing to go where he told them to go. They were willing to be what he asked them to be. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. Mary, you're going to have a little baby. And of course, just put yourself in her place. Imagine how she felt. She went back to Gabriel and says, "How can this be? I've not known man." And the angel said, "Mary, the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you, and your baby is going to be the Son of God. He's going to be Emmanuel, God with us. He's going to be the Messiah." And Mary, with the faith that God had given her, believed God. She said, "Behold, thy handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the end. Listen again to the word of God. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And the Bible goes on to say about the shepherds, And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And that's what we're doing this morning. We're telling everyone that the Lord has come. We're telling you the good news. And the good news started, at least when it was revealed to us on earth, it started with Joseph and Mary. It started on earth. I mean, again, this plan was in heaven before the world was created. But it showed up on earth. It started with Mary and Joseph. It started with the birth of God's Son. And as we read in the scripture, Jesus lived among us for 33 some years. The Bible says he was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. He came to show us the way to God. But more than that, he came to be the way to God. He said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You see, we needed a way. Because the Bible says that we're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were made, we were born, we were made by God to fellowship with him, to have a relationship with God. But that sin separated us from God. In fact, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Not physical death, but spiritual death. Separated from our Creator, separated from the one that made us, separate us from the one that wants to have an eternal relationship with us. That's what sin did for each one of us. But the Bible says that God commendeth or proved his love toward us in that when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not when we had turned over a new leaf. Not when we had cleaned up our life. Not when we had some things that we could offer up to God and say, hey, I deserve something. But when we were sinners. And all our righteousnesses in God's sight were as filthy rags. Born of a virgin. Lived a perfect life. And then allowed mankind to take himself. And be nailed to an old rugged cross. And when he was on that cross, the Bible says that God took every one of my sins and every one of your sins and put them on his Son. The sinless one. The one who had been tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. God took all of our sins and put them on his Son. And when Jesus hung on Calvary, he paid the price for every one of our sins. So here's the good news. Here's the good news. If you believe that, if you believe that Jesus was God's Son, if you believe that he died to pay for your sins, and you exercise the faith that God has given a measure to every person, if you exercise that faith and ask him to save you, he will. He will. He'll save you from the penalty of sin. He'll save you from spiritual death. He'll save you from an eternity in hell. He'll save you to an eternity with God the Father in that place he's gone to prepare for us, that he says, there's many mansions, many mansions. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means you just got to ask him. Simple, childlike faith. You just got to ask him. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The most precious gift that God has to offer is the death of his Son, which gives us eternal life. And the Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. I wonder if you're here this morning and you've never done that. You've never believed the Christmas story. You've never believed that God's Son died for you. Would you exercise that faith that God has given you? And you say, preacher, I haven't been here very often, and I don't know about all this stuff. I'll tell you, when I got saved, I didn't understand it all either. I still don't understand how God could love a sinner like me. But I exercised that faith that he gave me, that measure of faith that you have as well. And I believed what my preacher told me, and I believe what this Bible says. And one night, I asked Jesus to be my Savior, and he saved me. He will do the same thing for you this morning. He will do the same thing for you right now. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, believing with that measure of faith that God has given to every person, he will save. Will you do that this morning? Will you? In just a second, we're going to stand and we're going to sing an invitation song. I'm going to invite those that don't know Jesus Christ, never ask Christ to be their Savior, just to walk down the aisle, and I'll have somebody take the Bible and show you from the Bible how you can ask Jesus to be your Savior too. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for reminding us again what Christmas is all about. Mary, Joseph, the little baby, Jesus, who grew up, lived a perfect life, went to the cross, and died for each one of us. And Father, I pray if there's just one person here this morning that's never asked Jesus to be their Savior, in just a second, I pray they walk down the aisle and we would have the privilege of showing them from this book how they can do that. I pray for the many Christians that are here this morning. I pray, Father, having been reminded of Christmas, that we would love you more. Again, when we realize that we were just a bunch of sinners that didn't deserve anything, but you sent your precious Son to die in our place. Help us to love you more and serve you better because we've been reminded of that this morning. Father, just pray you bless this time of invitation. Help those that need to come, to come. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.